Went on the line by Teto Makluane. She is the Labour reporter at Business Day. Teto, good evening. Welcome to the program. Do you think that COSATU, who was also implicated in having one of its companies work on the e-tolls during its investment arm, and when it was functioning, will be able to get the muscle to rally on this call? Do you think that this is such a hated thing that they will be able to get people behind them?
Good evening, Karima. The issue, I think, more than anything, is just the ability for COSATU to even just get its own members within such a short space of time to go out on the streets on Friday. Now, ordinarily, you would see COSATU, for example, going on about the number of members that they expect out on the streets. We have not seen all those expectations announced because mainly it is happening within a short space of time. It was only last week. And I think that the point that I tried to get to in the column that we wrote today, and basically just saying that the protest itself is more political than it is just about just the e-tolls. Mm. This is the first opportunity that COSATU is getting to disagree publicly with actions or decisions of the Cyril Ramaphosa presidency.
Yeah.
And they have even more pressure to do so now before the elections, just months before the elections, to prove that they're not just a labor desk of the ANC as they've been described. So the point is to just basically say as quickly as possible that we are against this. But not only that, I mean, they could have marched to the transport minister, Clayton Zimadi's office. They could have marched anywhere.
Mm.
But they've chosen that on this first issue, we are going to march exactly to Cyril Ramaphosa's office to say to him that if you do not toe the line and do as agreed, like you said in the beginning, that the ANC in Gauteng had decided that the e-tolls must be scrapped, that why has government communicated a different message?
Ms. Mahlakwane, you study the dynamics of political developments in unions quite closely. Do you think there's an alliance between the COSATU call and Gauteng ANC? Because I interviewed the Gauteng spokesperson and member of the PEC last night saying, what is the point of marching against your national government when this is not your competency? The policy can't simply be undone. But of course, the ANC has massive problems in this province. The e-tolls is the one thing that unites all Gautengers. I don't think there's a single person in this province that wants to pay e-tolls. Do you think that they are trying to say to the Ramaphosa presidency that if you don't act on this, we could lose this province? Do you think COSATU is part of that thrust?
It is, absolutely, Karim. I mean, I'm aware that there has been meetings held between the ANC in the province and COSATU and other alliance structures.
Yes.
Ahead of this march on Friday, we've seen the ANC announcing, of course, in the province saying that they will also be marching to the union buildings on Friday. So those are indications that there's a much coordinated program or effort behind the scenes to send this message clear and send it once to the president's office. And this, of course, like you say, they do have that eagerness to see some sort of difference in the outcomes of the electorate's decisions in the province. And we know that the e-tolls was one of the issues that we found even in their own assessment of why they had performed badly in the local government elections in 2016 in the province, to say that the e-tolls was indeed one of the issues that a lot of voters had raised ire about. Now, the ANC is, of course, desperate to do so, to ensure that they remind the voters in this province to say that it's not our decision. In fact, in July, when we had our own conference, we resolved that this system is indeed unworkable, that we should find some alternative. Yet that message doesn't seem to have registered in government. Mm-hmm. And that's a challenge that the Alliance itself has, where they've mentioned over and over again the fact that decisions that are taken during either Alliance Political Council meetings or even in the ANC itself don't seem to reflect in government. And that's the challenge. And of course, we do know that it's questionable, the fact that the ANC is marching pretty much against itself, and that COSATU is marching against itself also indirectly because they are part of that alliance. And if you look at I guess those elements, you could come to the conclusion that what's the point? I mean, what is the point of all of this? Are we not dragging members of the public and workers onto the streets for nothing? But I think at the end of the day, the message they're trying to make is that please just do not come for us on this issue, particularly on the eve of an election, because they know what will happen should that be the case. And it will make it very hard, I believe, to have the president campaigning in the province if indeed this issue is not resolved up ahead of the elections.
Now, the question around the fight in the alliance for influence over policy is of course now exacerbated by the appointment of Mr. Tito Mboweni, because many believe that he is not beholden to the kind of agreements in the political council. But there's no way that the African National Congress, given its trust deficit, given its own goals, can win this election without COSATU's considerable muscle still, because whilst it's a shell of its former self, it is still the largest federation in the country. It does need COSATU to bring out the vote. Many people argue that the reason why Joburg and Tshwane was lost is because COSATU voters didn't come out and support the African National Congress. How do you think the president is going to respond to the fact that they are taking the battle straight up to him?
It gives him an opportunity, I believe, to either publicly back the statement of the finance minister. Of course, we know that the medium-term budget policy statement does not leave the finance minister's office without the president being aware of its contents. Mm. So it's quite obvious that he was aware that Mr. Tito Mboweni was going to make that resuscitated call for the public to pay up their e-toll bills. But at the same time, the question would be why it was not addressed with the alliance, as he has indicated he was willing to do during his term in office, because, of course, there have been those issues that the alliance partners were not being consulted on key decisions. And I think the other problem is that mere fact that he himself, while he was deputy president, went ahead to inform COSATU of how he had found that the system was indeed unworkable. And even after establishing that task team to look into the feasibility of the system and what else can be, what other models could be explored, there had not been anything decisive coming out of that office. So it while indeed the announcement by Mboweni does put a target on his back in terms of having to go head to head with COSATU directly and his the ANC province and the ANC in Gauteng, it also, I think, gives him an opportunity to set himself, I think, apart from past presidents who have been accused of not consulting. I think it's a question of COSATU basically saying, we are here and we want to be recognized that we matter and that our campaigns matter to the ANC. During the development of the Voreven even started, you know, meeting over the manifesto of the ANC. Those are issues that COSATU will want to see come out and come out clear out of that manifesto as well, to say that this is no longer an interest of the ANC government because of virtue of having been rejected at such a wide scale by members of the public, and COSATU, of course, saying that it would cripple the poor and the working class. So I think it gives him an opportunity to set himself apart from past presidents by simply coming out and becoming as clear as possible on this issue, because it doesn't help to have it as this albatross around his neck, because whether he deals with it now or on the eve of elections or after elections,
it's not going to go away.
Either Yes, absolutely. And he does find himself in that corner.
Teto, thank you so very much. That is, of course, Business Day's political and labor specialist, Teto Mahlakwane, speaking to us there about the fact that Kusatu is taking the battle on e-tolls straight to Cyril Ramaphosa.